I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck here. That's right, folks. In my opinion, watching the playoffs last weekend, the NFL is ushering in a new era. And you've seen it before. You've seen teams that, when the Pittsburgh Steelers came on the scene and they had the dynasty back in the 70s and early 80s, you saw it with Joe Montana and the catch. You've seen these eras. You see when Tom Brady came in. And for the last 20 years, he's dominated professional football.
Yeah.
And this last weekend, Drew Brees, who has crazy-like records and who's been an amazing quarterback, won a Super Bowl, really reinvented the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they were nothing. They were a non-destination. And he made it cool to go to New Orleans, not to visit, but to actually play football. Because let's face it, their uniforms are the nastiest color in the world. No one wants to. It's so bad. It's so bad. And then you have Tom Brady, who has been Tom Brady, won 6 Super Bowls, been to 9 of them, been to almost every AFC championship game since he played.
Yeah.
Both of these guys had home games.
Yeah.
And both of them lost, and they had that perplexed look on their face, like, what's happening? So I ask you this question. Do you have a comment before I ask you the question?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it all on our old guys. I mean, the New England Patriots lost their O-line coach, which the whole game starts at the line of scrimmage. And one thing I noticed was Brady was under a ton of pressure. Their O-line was not the O-line it was last year and the year before. I mean, they lost their guru, and it showed. I mean, so they're all – if you don't have a freaking awesome O-line, where the O-line is where the offense goes. I'm sorry. It's just – I don't care what a stud you are as a quarterback, you can't just make every play happen. And so when you're lacking – the teams are on there. Are these guys at the end of their careers – yes, but do they have
so
a couple
should they
years
be done?
No,
you don't think they should just pack it in and
if they have the fire in their belly, if they have the fire in their belly, they should keep playing.
Because you've got Drew Brees, you've got Ben Roethlisberger, you have Peyton. Oh no, sorry, Eli Manning. That was a curse word to Madison to say Peyton. You have Brady, Brees.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger, Brees. Manning. I guess maybe I should ask you a different question.
Because I'm all by look, good teams, right?
But they were home. I mean, come on, and they've had good years.
It's unbelievable.
I'm just shocked by that. But here's the thing, and I agree with you in that I don't think they're done per se, but because I'm like, play as long as you can play.
Yeah.
Like drag me off with my dead body and that kind of thing. I'm just a
especially as a
strong
QB,
proponent
man.
Of that.
If you got the fire,
you can only
keep
playing this game now. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't get to play it when you're older.
Nope.
You get to go on podcasts and talk about it if you're lucky enough. Whatever.
Exactly.
So I'm for these guys being able to continue to play. I just saw a look in Tom Brady, and I saw a look in Drew Brees. And it was a look of, I've been here before. I've been here before. I know how to do this. It's not happening. Whether it's the O-line coach, whatever it is. I mean, Drew Brees had more talent. He had more opportunities to get it done. And he looked bad. He looked bad in the game. It wasn't a guy that was like ready to really make a run in the playoffs. And they'd had an amazing year. I mean, they were incredible
all year long. Really good year. And, I agree with you in a lot of those ways. I think if I was Belichick and I'm breaking down film on that game saying, okay, what do we got to do next year? Do we give up on Tom or not? And I'm going to assess that film and go, that wasn't all Tom's fault. He's throwing off his back foot and getting smacked and, he's getting hurries on him. He's having to get rid of that ball. Things aren't happening that are, all Tom's fault. And so I'd have to put that into my assessment and say, look, can we shore up the offensive line and running back or whatever and receiver, because they were weak at receiver. If we shore up a couple things, can we get a couple more good years at Tom? I think I would definitely assess him as that kind of a player that still helped the franchise if I could fix those other problems.
I want to play a game. You up for playing a game?
I wouldn't give up on him.
You up for playing a game?
Yeah.
I want to play a game right now. I'm going to give you a quarterback, and I'm going to say, is he done or can he still play?
Okay.
And you just say done or play, okay? And because I think a lot of these guys are dead, and they just don't know it yet. they really don't.
But you know what I'm saying? So they're on their scholarship years, right? Remember how we all talked about the old men's scholarship years where the organization took care of them?
Yep.
So, and they do help with leadership in the locker room. I mean, that's where they're helping.
Okay, we'll start out. I'll start out and build up. Philip Rivers.
Play.
Done. Ben Roethlisberger.
Done.
Done. Eli Manning.
Done.
You're dead to me.
He's done.
All right.
He's done.
Drew Brees.
Play.
Dead. Done.
I like Drew Brees still.
Well, I like all of them.
No, you don't like
Not
him.
Not even a question
you
of
don't like him.
No, I do. I think he's done. I think his arm is done.
I guess, you know, one bad game doesn't ruin it for him.
Yeah.
I remember, man, we're getting ready for Super Bowl 23 and freaking
Tom Brady.
LeBeau's like, Montana's arm isn't the same anymore. And he still goes out and beats us. Suck.
Tom Brady.
Play. Definitely play.
Yeah, he's definitely a play.
Yeah.
I think Brady has anything.
He still got it.
Have we missed anyone? Have we missed anyone that matters?
Old school.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is kind of getting up there. Now, I got one for you.
On Rodgers.
How about Alex Smith?
Oof.
I didn't know if he can play.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they say he's, you know, I read that article where he's trying to come back and everything, which would be amazing comeback if he did. He's better than anything the Redskins have shown right now.
I got another
one. I'd probably say done on Alex Smith.
Matthew Stafford.
Done.
Wow.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's Alex Smith is Smith's age.
Oh. That's like 12, 14.
I think he's younger than
12 years.
Then he's been in about 12. Yeah. Interesting stuff. Yeah. I think some of these guys, you know, probably done. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. All right. These guys are legendary. A lot of them, I mean, have hit milestones. No one's even touched. Probably no one. I don't think anyone will. I think the new breed of quarterback in the NFL will not reach the level of the Mannings and the Breezes and the Bradys. And I'll tell you why.
I can see what you're saying on that. And it's a shift in the game.
Let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about it.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Rival. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck. Of course, some of these legendary quarterbacks, the Bradys and the Breezes and maybe the Roethlisbergers, oh my, are kind of toward the end of the road here. And you saw early exits from Brees and Brady and for the first time in 20 years.
This is crazy.
Someone who's not Flacco, Roethlisberger, Manning, or Brady will represent the AFC a Super Bowl. In a Super Bowl,
in 20 years,
and that's a pretty good. I mean, every single one of those guys won Super Bowls.
But you think about the great teams though, the '70s, Tarkington, you know, Pittsburgh, Bradshaw, gosh, go through all those Stabler.
Yep.
You know, those guys in the 70s.
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins, Bob Greasy.
Yeah, you know, Greasy. You got the guys that just win those championship teams.
Kind of win.
They do it, and they go for that big error.
All right, so you got a young group of guys. You've got Lamar Jackson. You have Patrick Mahomes. You have Deshaun Watson. You have Jimmy Garoppolo. You've got is Josh Allen part of that group? Is the guy in New York, this Daniel Jones, who started a majority of his rookie year? Who else? Russell Wilson's kind of in that category.
Yeah.
And of all these guys, and maybe Kirk Cousins is still in there. He's still fairly young. Of this group coming in, who is the legend? Who's the one that just steps forward? And really, it's probably going to be multiple guys. It's not just – I mean
– there's going to be a couple guys.
You know, Tom Brady was certainly set himself far and above everyone else in his era. But still, you had Peyton Manning and you had Roethlisberger, who was pretty decent in that era. And so who's going to be the guy that steps up?
I'm going to reach a little bit farther, and I'm going to say Lawrence from Clemson.
Oh, he's not even there yet.
Not there yet. But
so
look at
old Jason. What about Sam Darnold with the Jets? He should be there, right?
Yeah.
Or Trubisky.
Yeah.
What about Nick Foles? Or how about Gardner Minshew, man? He's got the mustache. Is he the legendary guy?
If he's got a mustache, then I'm loving him.
He's already in your hot take.
That's
a good – you know what, Jason? I have to congratulate you because you thought outside the box right there. That was a pretty darn good one.
Yeah.
I see Trevor Lawrence in the vein of a guy like Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning
or a
Roethlisberger. And that – And that player still works in the NFL.
It's absolutely
right?
still works. And you'll always have a coach somewhere in the NFL like a Belichick that's going to stay with the traditional pro offense, you know, two-back kind of stuff.
If you got a guy that can sling it.
And it can sling it.
He, there's a place for him in the
Dan
NFL.
Marino.
Yep. There is a place.
There's a place for it. And those other guys can go with the Jackson and the hybrid and run it a little more until they get co-cocked, just freaking head ripped off in some highlight.
See, here's why
separate their shoulder, but here, and then you'll go back to Tom Brady.
Here's why I think that player works today, and why I think these numbers like the Drew Brees numbers and the Peyton Manning numbers of yards and touchdown passes and all that, just because they're crazy numbers, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think these young guys get there. And I don't because of what you alluded to before the break, and that is when you're a hybrid guy, when you're a guy that runs and throws the ball, you're not going to have the same kind of stats.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the 400 and 500 yard passing games that so many of these other players, you know, even a guy like Matthew Stafford has just thrown the heck out of the football in Detroit. And I don't think you're going to see a lot of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you will because there's still going to be guys that throw it. But the trend is these Lamar Jacksons and these – now maybe Patrick Mahomes does it because I don't see Patrick Mahomes as a runner, but I'll tell you why.
No, because he's already getting tweaked.
Yeah,
they're going to start telling him stop running so damn.
But
much.
He's not a runner. Where you get a guy like Lamar Jackson, and the difference I think is Lamar Jackson makes people miss, so they're not getting these clean shots on him. It's like trying to tackle Barry Sanders. You never got a clean shot on the guy because he's so athletic.
That's true,
right?
It's just odds, though, right? I mean, you don't get many clean shots, but when they do. It's going to be rock your world kind of a thing. He's going to cut back one way, and a dude's coming full speed. I am telling you, Steve Young, I was so close on a cutback playing him in the divisional playoff game. He scrambled. He's a great scrambler, right? But, man, he's running downfield, and I'm taking an angle. And, dude, I am running with my 280 pounds every bit as fast as Steve was. And I was flying on an angle, and I'm like, all I could see was his head coming off and helmet coming off and everything. I could see this happening because he was cutting back towards me. And I'm thinking, I'm going to light him up so bad, I'm putting him on a stretcher. And it's just, I'm telling you, at the last second, I don't know if it's just instinct on his part, his judge or somebody else, but he made enough of a move that I couldn't just light him up and I tackled him and dragged him to the ground. But, dude, if he would have cut the wrong way, I would have murdered him. And it's just a matter of, you know, that timing, if you keep doing it, you're going to do it. Mahomes, if he stays a scrambler like a Steve Young and not a run-to-run guy, you know, he'll last longer. I think Mahomes is the future, you know, of this generation of quarterbacks in a kind of a hybrid but not run-to-run guy. They just won't last forever.
I agree with you, but I also know, one, they're very athletic. They can make guys miss. Two, the rules have changed.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And so there's that's not true. The game is not as physical, and even the practice is not as physical, and
it's unbelievable.
All that stuff. So
and with that, the
so
downside
it's an, there's
is,
an easier place for these guys to actually play.
You're exactly right. The rules have changed, and it's changed the defense, yeah. right? And defenses aren't as good at tacklers as they used to be. That's when I talked to Pettibone or the old coordinators. That's some of the things they'll say is like, man, tackling is so much poorer now.
Right.
And that's big because you don't hit so much in practice. You can't keep your tackling as crisp. And they've changed the rules where you don't assassinate people.
Right.
And, you know, which is all good for the game in the long run. You know, you got to have that health of the players. But
so it changes the dynamic.
It
allows for this
dynamic.
This system would never
because of it
never have happened in our era.
No,
it would not have. No, you would have never thought about it.
You're not
going to
get that genius intellect type quarterback. So please don't get a big head when I'm talking about this. But the complication of reading the field and all the multiple checks and defensive reads and check downs.
That'll
and
be
all
there.
That stuff,
it's still going to be there.
But not at the level
no.
you and Marino and you know everybody played with in our era because they just – because when you go to the hybrid, they can't spend as much time. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to master the intellectual check down and reading of the game. Like they are. They go more rhythm and more run and more that type of thing. And it just won't be as intellectual, you know, quarterback type
right.
as we had.
All right. This round of Rivals is over. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell. We're powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at the Rivals Podcast, Twitter at the Rivals Show. And until then, drive responsibly, meaning not on the wrong side of the road, and always stop at red lights and never. I mean this from the bottom of my soul and my heart. Never, ever act like Jason.
There's only going to be one.